Blog Amen. Talk Radio.
Come on in. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. It's time to get ready for Blog Talk. It's time to get ready for radio station. It's time to get ready for prayer. Come on in. Come on in. It is prayer time, folks. It is prayer time, ladies and gentlemen. It is prayer time, saints. It's time to give all the praise. The Bible said, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It is time to give praise to our Father. Amen. Amen. I'm giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Come on in.
Seconds to come on in, giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in.
Everybody out here knows
Giving everybody time to come on into noonday prayer. You know, when the Bible said, let us rejoice and praise the holy name of the Lord, it definitely wants us to praise him immediately. It definitely wants us to come in with a joy of gladness in our heart. Because of God's grace and mercy, that's why we are alive. Because of God's grace and mercy, that's why we're able to praise his holy name, be able to come in even into the church with songs of praises in our heart. You know, I just love it when God wakes me up every morning and I say, thank you, Jesus. And then my very thought and my very heart is, God, let me be better today than I was yesterday. Let me be able to praise your name more today than I did yesterday. So I'm giving everybody a little bit more time to come on in. Amen.
What is this that I feel deep inside? And it keeps setting my soul on fire. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. What is this? Amen. Amen. What is this that won't let me hold my peace? It's the Christ in me. Like David said, he had to dance because the Spirit of God was in him. He said it felt like a fire shut in his bones. What is this that won't let me hold my peace? We're going to do our last song and then we're going to go into noonday prayer. Amen.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother because I know he wants to do your will. Yeah. And I'm praying for my sister, cause I know you want to set her free, set her free. Stop praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. If you're listening and your burden's real bad, don't worry, I can hear you say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yeah, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, that's not a change. like the pain in you, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Hold your head up, my brother. Sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. You just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. You've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you already out, here it is, something you just ought to know. God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. God, I'm praying for you.
Yes, it is. Already better. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Already better. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it is. Already better. Thank you, Jesus. Already better. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's already better. Hold your head up. No matter how hard it looks, no matter how vague it seems, it's already better. Hold your head up. You know, God will not allow things to get no worse when he's in control. So many times our things, our situations, our problems get worse because we put God on the back burner and we try to be in control. And God sits there and he says, you know what? I'm here when you need me. But if you do this on your own, you make it worse. But if you just let me take care of it, if you just cast all your cares upon me because I care for you, it's already better. Amen. It's already being taken care of. Sometimes God has already got the problem fixed before you can even think about how to fix the problem. So today we're coming to God on our bended knees, humble as a lamb, quiet as a dove, to just say thank you, God, for just allowing us to be awake this morning, just allowing us to be before your throne, just allowing us to be before your heavens above, Father God. Father God, we come to you this morning, not wanting or asking, but asking in prayer, not looking for self-seeking or money or jewel or riches or fame or glory, house, cars, nothing of that nature, Father God. But Father God, we come asking you right now to heal the land. For you and you have said in your words, if we who are called by your name will humble ourselves and seek you in prayer and call on you, then will you heal the land. Father God, we're standing on your word this morning. We're asking you right now, Father God, to come into the earth right now and to come into the people who are seeking your face and calling on your names on their bended knees, Father God, crying out to you right now, Father. For Father, there are many people I have had in contact with this morning, Father God, that needs your prayer right now, Father God. I'm praying for Sandra and Charles right now, Father God, for they're going through a battle in their marriage right now, Father God. 10 years, Father God, they have been together, and one hiccup right now, Father God, is causing them to be divided right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know marriage is of you right now, Father God. We know marriage is a covenant through you right now, Father God. So let no enemy of any kind right now, Father God, come between the two of them right now, Father God, for they love your word and they love you, Father. So, Father, we pray that the union between the two of them right now, Father God, will not be separated but be mended right now, Father God. Father God, I'm also coming in the name of my sister, my twin, Sonya Ray, right now, Father God, who's still having problems with the after effects of COVID with her lungs right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go to her bedside and hear her lungs right now, Father God. For this week, Father God, I was dealing with her and talking with her and consuming her, Father God. She is really having a battle right now with her lungs, Father God. Father God, whatever cells in the lungs that's not of you, I ask that you correct it and fix it right now, Father God. Give her a new breath of fresh air where she can breathe better and be off the oxygen machine right now, Father God. And not only give her a breath of fresh air, but Father God, let her be able to go outside the doors without complete oxygen right now, Father God. Father God, build her up where she's strong right now and build her up even stronger right now, Father God. I know the medications that they got her on are making her definitely ill. So, Father God, touch the medicine where her body can receive it right now, Father God. Let her not be sick in bed from the medications that they're giving her right now, Father God. And, Father God, I ask that you also look down on one of Sean's clients right now who's looking for a house right now, Father God. She's getting discouraged. She's getting anxious, and she's looking at the doubt of, I don't know if I can get a house. Well, Father God, I ask that you go into the situation and let Cecilia know that you are the one who will help her get her home right now, Father God. Let her not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. And Father God, as you begin to help her find a house, help her find the perfect home right now, Father God. For every door that said no, let it be a door that says yes right now, Father God. Let her be able to sell her home as well, Father God, so that she can do a home sell and a home buy at the same time right now, Father God. Father God, whatever worries, whatever fears, whatever insecurity she's facing right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you say a word in her spirit that will strengthen her right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you disperse the angels of around her that encamp in your place right now, Father God. Let them encamp around her right now, Father God, to give her courage to stand right now, Father God. And after all that she's done, let her stand there for her, Father God, knowing that she could depend on your word to go forth through the highways and byways to help her find a perfect home for her right now, Father God. Father God, I also look down on Timothy Shaw's family, Pastor Shaw, who passed away right now. Father God, go to Sandra Shaw and let her know that she's not alone right now, Father God. Let her know that because her husband has transcended to heaven, that she is going to be there right there with him right now, Father God. Let her know that she is not going to face loneliness, or she's going to face situations where she will not have her companion no longer, Father God. Let her know that you are her companion right now, Father God. Touch her heart right now, Father God. Fill the void right now, Father God. Let her be able to find each day easier as she continues to go through the grieving process right now, Father God. For we all miss Pastor Shaw right now, Father God. But let us all know that it is in your will that it was his time to go home, Father God. Let us all be able to be okay with the transition. Let our hearts not be troubled with this transition right now, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you look down on his family, his sons, and his grandkids right now, Father God. Help them to have the spirit of understanding right now, Father God. Let them not cry anymore and say, I don't understand why he's gone. Father God, give them the heart to let them know that we all have to transition out of this life to go home, Father God. And Father God, give them the companion, give them the spirit of ease to let them know that it's okay to cry, but he has to go. For you said there is many mansions in your heavens for us right now, Father God. So I ask, Father God, that you touch the Shaw family right now, Father God. And not only touch them, but, Father, build them up, encourage them, strengthen them right now, Father God. For they need you right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on all of the families who are suffering with children who has COVID right now, Father God. There was in the news right now, Father God, where a young boy, 11 years old, who had COVID, and the doctors told the mother that they needed to amputate the young boy's arms and legs because he had blood clots and they had caught gangrene in him right now, Father God. And the mother said, besides y'all cutting his limbs and his arms and his legs, I will let my son transition right now, Father God. So she allowed the son to die in place of having him have his arms and legs missing from gangrene, Father God. Touch that mother's heart right now, Father God. Help her to have understanding right now, Father God. Let her know that her son is no longer in pain or agony right now. Let her realize that her son is no longer dealing with COVID on the machines right now, Father God. Allow her heart to be healed right now from the loss of her son right now, Father God. And touch not only her, but touch her husband and his sister and brother, his siblings right now, Father God. Give them the spirit of understanding right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our school teachers right now. Look down on our bus drivers and our principals and all of the PTA members and all of the teacher aides right now, Father God. Give them the courage to continue on standing and doing the work that they have called to be doing right now, Father God. Allow the teachers to be able to not be burnt out or feel like they're at the rope's end right now, Father God. Continue on strengthening where they can continue to teach our children right now, Father God. Father God, go into our government system right now, Father God. For every corrupt politician, Father God, I ask that you remove them from office right now, Father God. put a lot of people in politics that have the spirit of God in them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our presidents and our vice presidents. Keep them encouraged right now, Father God. Keep them with their mind and heart stayed on you right now, Father God. Look down on our police departments right now, Father God. Look down on our hospital workers right now, Father God. Our doctors and our nurses right now, Father God. Continue to give them the strength that they can continue to help others who are sick right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, go into our living assistants, our home aides, and our old senior citizens' homes right now, Father God. Touch every single body that's in the living assistance right now, Father God. Touch every single body that's in the senior living homes right now, Father God. Strengthen the bodies and the minds right now, Father God. I call out dementia and rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now. I call out cancer in the name of Jesus and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. I call out even COVID right now, Father God. I serve COVID with rebukes and cast it back to the enemy from which it came from right now, Father God. I call out lymphoma right now. I hear that someone struggling with lymphoma right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. They develop lymphoma from doing things that they had no business, abusing their bodies right now, Father God. Father God, I call it out in the name of Jesus. A young man, he's in his 30s, suffering with lymphoma right now, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you disperse the angels to heal his body and let him know he's thinking that he's going to die. Let him know that he's not going to suffer unto death, but he is going to be healed in the name of Jesus right now. So, Father God, I call it out in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you cancel that assignment that the enemy is trying to give him right now, Father God, and not only cancel, but heal his body right now, Father God. I call out breast cancer right now, Father God, and heal every single woman who's dealing with breast cancer right now, Father God. I even call out epilepsy right now, Father God, and all of the people who suffering with seizures right now, Father God. Heal their bodies right now, Father God. I call out heart issues right now, Father God. I call out strokes right now, Father God. I call out even high blood pressure right now, Father God, and rebuke it right now, Father God. Let the enemy know he cannot shift your people with these diseases and these ill body things that's going on with their system right now, Father God. I call out lupus right now, Father God. I see a young woman who's got lupus right now, Father God. I call it out and ask that you heal and deliver her from lupus right now, Father God. I call out diabetes right now, Father God. Heal each and every last one of us who has diabetes right now, Father God. Give their blood a new blood where they will not suffer with diabetes right now, Father God. And not only do I call out diabetes right now, Father God, but I also call out as well, Father God, and I see someone right now who has a thyroid problem right now, Father God. Heal that young woman with the thyroid. She's suffering with the thyroid, and she has an adenoid in her neck that's swollen right now, Father God. Father God, not only heal the adenoids in her neck, but heal that thyroid right now, Father God. Touch that thyroid where they will not have to remove the thyroid, but the thyroid starts to work properly right now, Father God. And not only touch it where it works properly, but Father God, let no razor, let no knife, no suture or anything of that nature touch her body right now, Father God. Let it be where the doctors don't understand how her thyroid begin to work properly right now, Father God. And not only let her thyroid work properly, but let her be able to stand and say, I know it was God who touched my thyroid. She's suffering with thyroid right now, Father God. Father God, not only do I call it out, but I call out people who suffer with PTSD right now, Father God, who's having mental problems right now, who's even having a mental breakdown right now, Father God. Touch their mind right now, Father God. Touch their spirit right now, Father God. Not only touch their spirit, but deliver them from depression, depression right now, Father God. Deliver them from suicide and homicide right now, Father God. Let no harm come near your people right now, Father God. I ask that you keep a protective hedge around your individuals right now, Father God. Not only keep a protective hedge, but, Father, build them up where they're weak right now, Father God. For, Father, we trust and believe in your word. We stand on your word, Father. For you are the only one, Father God, who can say, peace be still in the midst of a problem right now, Father God. So we believe and trust on you right now, Father. Not only do we believe and trust, but, Father, you said there is nothing impossible with you right now, Father God. So we know that there is no impossibilities in you right now, Father, for we know all things are possible right now, Father God. Father God, not only do I call out that, I call out alcoholism right now, Father God. I call out on drug addicts right now, Father God. Touch and deliver them from that, those behaviors right now, Father God. Touch and deliver them from the taste of alcohol right now. Touch and deliver them from the taste of drugs right now, Father God. Touch and deliver them from even just a simple thing of wine right now, Father God. Touch and deliver them where they do not want these substances right now, Father God. For we know these things will cause them to act irrational right now, Father God. So touch and deliver every addict right now, Father God. Touch and deliver every drunkard right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that if you touch them right now, Father God, and have them where they do not want it, let them be where if they even consume it, it makes them sick as a dog right now, Father God. Make that where they will be automatically delivered from it right now, Father God. And not only touch and deliver those individuals right now, touch those that's abusing their regular daily medications right now, where they're getting medicine by the doctor, but they're abusing it right now, Father God. Touch those individuals well right now, Father God. Father God, look at our children right now, Father God. Touch our young men right now, Father God. But they face all types of trials and tribulations right now, Father God. So not only touch the children, but touch our young men. Touch our high schoolers right now. Deliver our high schoolers where they can continue on going from high school to college right now, Father God. Give them the finances, Father God, where they can actually go into college right now, Father God. Give them the spirit right now, Father God, where they can increase in their learning and wisdom and knowledge and understanding right now, Father God. Let the wisdom of you be in our children right now, Father God. Let the knowledge that's in you be in our kids right now, Father God. Let our young boys and our young women grow up to be strong in your word right now, Father God. Let them be able to walk as Christians and talk as Christians and demonstrate and be heirs and thrones and kings and queens as you have called us to be right now, Father God. And not only touch our children, but touch our babies right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around each and every single little baby right now, Father God. Color them with your love right now, Father God. Keep your spirit encamped around them right now, Father God. And not only do that, but touch our pastors, our ministers, our evangelists, our prophets, our apostles, even right down to our missionaries right now, Father God. Keep them strong and let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. And as you continue to touch them, build them up and strengthen them right now, Father God. For we know that a time is coming, Father God, where the world is going to get cold. The world is going to get wicked. So, Father God, keep us strong. Keep us built right now, Father God. Keep us encouraged in your word right now, Father God. And, Father, we'll be also careful and also humble right now, Father God, to continue on keeping our mind stayed on you right now, to stay in the word of God, to build us up, to edify the body of Christ right now, Father God. And as we continue on, Father God, let us get new revelation. Let us be able to feed off a new wisdom and new knowledge right now, Father God, so that we can go out in the highways and byways and teach those that are lost right now, Father God. Look down on our homeless people right now, Father God. For when we were in Miami, Father God, I've seen so many homeless people. Father God, touch their minds right now, Father God. Help them to get off the streets right now, Father. Help them to build a stable foundation where they no longer have to be homeless right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll be also careful and also humbled to continue on depending on you and not on ourselves right now, Father God. We know that you can do all things right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come into the earth right now, Father God, and continue on touching the lost right now, Father God. Father God, we give you all the honor and all the glory right now, Father God. I see Pastor Camilla online. Come on in, Pastor. Come on in. Come on in, Pastor.
Cassandra prayed out on today. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the prayer that went forward on today. Father, I ask that you, Lord God, reveal everything that Pastor poured out on today on behalf of each and every one of our sisters and our brothers on this afternoon, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for just this day. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a new beginning, a new start, a new chance, Lord God, to get our lives in order. But Father, I pray, Father, that anyone that is listening on today, Lord God, that the prayers that Pastor prayed over them on today, Lord God, that they receive it, Lord God, and understand, God, that you are moving on our behalf, Father. That, Father, you have not walked away from us, nor have you forgotten us, Lord God. That you, Father God, are moving right here, right now, and this time, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything, God. We give you praise, God. We just thank you, God, for just this day. Father, I pray a special prayer on today for a young man, Lord God, who lost his life at the hands of other children his own age, Lord God. Father, I pray for the family on this morning. Father God, I pray, Father, for the mother, Lord God, the mother, Lord God, who had to find her son dead a few feet away from her home, Lord God, because the kids his own age beat him until he died. So, Father, I pray for those young people, Lord God, that are in the jail right now that are facing adult time in prison, Lord God, for murdering somebody, Lord God. Father, I pray for our youth more than anything, Lord God. The enemy has our children, Lord God, and those of us who are parents, who are aunts, uncles, grandparents, God, fathers, Lord God. Father, we're calling on you, Lord God, to move over our children, Lord God, to spare their lives, Lord God. Help us, God, to reach them in the areas that they need to be reached in, Lord God. Many of our children, Lord God, are parenting themselves, Lord God, because the parents have walked away and not doing the things that they're supposed to do, Father God. So help those of us who are in our communities, Lord God, in our country, Lord God, to be the examples of who these young people need to see, Lord God. Father, we praying for these children, Lord God. Our children are hurting, Lord God. They're doing things on their own, Lord God, because nobody is teaching them the right way, Lord God. So help those of us who are in the church, Lord God, not to judge these young people for the choices and the decisions that they're doing. But, Father, help us to reach them and talk to them and pray for them, Lord God, and love on them and wrap our arms around them, Lord God. Let them feel the love of a mother, Lord God. Let them feel the love of a father, God. We don't have to be their birth parents, God, to love them, Lord God. But help us, Father, to not just embrace our own children, Lord God, but every child that we come in contact with, Lord God, help us to tell them that they are loved and that they're wanted in your kingdom, Lord God. Those children, Lord God, who right now who are facing life in prison, God, because they hurt another young man, Lord God, maybe somewhere along the way, Lord God, somebody didn't tell them that they loved them and that they was appreciated, that they was wanted, Lord God. So, Father, we pray for those young people, Lord God, who have lost their chance for living a good life, Lord God, that they're facing prison time. We pray for their parents and their families as well, Lord God. We pray for that mother on today, Lord God, who has to prepare to bury her 18-year-old son, Lord God. Father God, this should be a time of her celebrating of him coming out of high school, Lord God, but she's preparing to bury him on today, Lord God. So we pray for that mother on today, Lord God. We pray for every other mother who have lost their child on today, Father God. We know the heart of a mother who loves their child, Lord God. And Father, if anyone, Lord God, who have lost their child, Father, their child is sick right now, Father, we pray for the strength of that mother and that father, Lord God. We pray for the fathers who have walked away from their children, God, that they will go back to the homes, Lord God, and father their children in the right way, Lord God. We pray for the mothers, Lord God, who are walking around and thinking that they need to be their child's friend and not the mother, Lord God. Help them, Father, to teach their their children the right way, Lord God. We have grandparents, Lord God, walking around, Lord God, acting like the children is their friend, Lord God. Help them to be like the old grandmothers used to be back in the day, that speak the word of God into their child's life, that will pray over them, that will call on you, Lord God, to move over their situations in their families, Lord God. Father, we calling on you, Lord God, as mothers, aunts, parents, grandparents, Lord God, we crying out to you, Lord God, that our children are losing their lives. Father God, we ask that you, Father, will place your warring angels all around, Lord God, that we careful every assignment of the enemy from around our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, our cousins, even our siblings, Lord God. We careful every assignment of the enemy is trying to destroy their lives, Lord God. We call it on you right now, Lord God. I'm crying out to you, Lord God, as if that was my child on today, Lord God, that was murdered, Lord God. I'm crying out to you as the heart of a mother, Lord God, who don't want to see now one more of our children being murdered or killed for senseless crimes, Lord God. Father, the enemy is so rampant and running around and having our children to be so angry and so volatile towards each other. Lord God, we ask that you'll bring peace, God, in their homes, Lord God, that they would know to love each other, Lord God, and not hate one another, Lord God. We pray, God, that the things that our children see on the TV all the time, Lord God, about violence, killing one another, hurting one another, Lord God, we ask that you, Lord God, will block their eyes, God, that they can't see all of the corruption and corruption that's happening around us, Lord God. But help us, God, to pour positive things into our children, God, so they can have positive ways of thinking and handling situations, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, Father, for you, Lord God, hearing our prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you, Lord God, are mending and healing broken hearts on today, Lord God. Our children, their hearts are broken, Lord God. They're suffering and they're hurt, Lord God, because people are looking at them and judging them, Lord God. Help us not to judge them, God, but to understand where they are right now in their life, Lord God, to love them in spite of what they're thinking, Lord God, to let them know, God, that you are God of love, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. I understand these young people, God, that are angry, Father, because, Father, you know I've been there in that place to these young people, that I felt, Lord God, that I wanted to hurt somebody because I was hurt, Lord God. So, Father, I'm crying out to you, Lord God, with compassion for these young people, Lord God, that didn't have anybody to speak love into their life, and that you, God, is with them, Lord God. So, Father, I'm standing, Lord God, in the gap, Lord God, for every young person, Lord God, in this world, in this country, Lord God. I'm standing, Lord God, and I'm asking you, Lord God, to hear my prayer for those, Lord God. The Father, I could be one of those children right now, Lord God, that's been in prison for all my life, God. But, Father, you sent somebody into my life, God, to minister your word to me. So, Father, I ask that you would send those to these people's life, these young people's life, to minister your word, to let them know that they are loved, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for you moving, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you touching, Lord God. Father God, they are broken, they are hurt, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for just hearing our prayers and our cry on today, Lord God. Move over them, Lord God. Save their lives like you saved mine, Lord God. Spare them, Lord, like you spared me, Lord God. Yeah. Teach them, Father, like you did, God. Father, you know what it's like, God, that I went through, God, not having my mother and my father, not knowing, Lord God, that you was a loving God. Father, let them know, God, that you love them more than anything, Lord God, that you're their father, their mother, their best friend, everything that they can need, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you'll provide for them. They don't have to steal to get the things, God, that you will give them, Lord God, that you will bless them right there in their hard times, Lord God, as you did for me, God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers, Lord God. Father, I worship you on today, God, and I praise you in advance, God, that you're hearing and receiving these prayers, God, the prayer that I'm praying, God, that pastor prayed, and every other pastor and every other leader that is praying right now, God. I pray, God, that the prayers that we're praying is a mighty roar, Father, that will get your attention, God, that you will move on our behalf, Lord God. We're calling on you right now, God, to move and change our world, our country, our community, Lord God, our neighborhoods, Lord God, even in our churches, Lord God. We crying out to you, Lord God. Some children are hurt in the church, Lord God, and they run away from the church, Lord God. Father, we praying, Father, we counseling, anything, God, anybody that's looking at them to hurt them, to abuse them, to rape them, to attack them, Lord God. We ask that you, Lord God, will block the abuser's eyes off our children, Lord God, that you will stop the hands, Lord God, that you would even stop their thoughts, Lord God, of thinking to hurt that young person, Lord God, those who are in the churches, Lord God. Stop hurting our children, Lord God. Remove, Father, remove those, God, who are in abusive ways towards our young people, Lord God, and put those in position that would love them, that would understand them, that would embrace them, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Lord God, I give you praise, Lord, and honor. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father, I thank you and I adore you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Saints, it's so important that we keep praying over our children, over our family members, over our, even our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, because
yes,
we don't know what this world holds. The Bible said in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves in place of lovers of God.
Yes.
That means this world is getting cruel, it's getting mm-hmm. wicked, and the evil is just growing. We allow,
yes,
it's funny, I heard a pastor say, what was a lizard in the Garden of Eden is now a dragon in the future of the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to stay on our bended knees to keep praying, because without prayer, everything, all kinds of chaos is going to break loose. So
yes,
I ask each and every last one of you, if you're online, please come back tonight for our Bible study. Only way we can make it through this world is by taking a relationship with the Word of God. That's how,
yes,
God relates to us. That's how he teaches,
yes,
us. That's how he grooms us. That's how he matures. So I ask,
yes,
each and every last one of you, please come back tonight to Restoration Pastor Miller. I mean, Pastor Camilla has a beautiful series set up for us to learn. You're able to answer questions. You're able to even just have that nice cup of tea and sit down and learn something. So tonight, come back. I applaud each and every last one of you. Come back tonight at 9 o'clock to our awesome Bible study, to Restoration, and just be ready. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. That's my thing. Don't meet me at Bible study. Beat me at Bible study. Beat me getting on Bible,
yeah,
study line tonight at 9 o'clock. And we love each and every last one of you. God bless. And have a wonderful afternoon. Amen. Amen.
God bless.
In our Bible. God bless.